Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing us back. That's seriously from the Wayback Machine. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. And he's the Chief Economist of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Ray, tell us about it.
We are everything for small businesses, if you will. We've got public policy, economic issues. We get involved in educating small business owners in terms of how they can do things better. We partner with people like you, Jim. SBEcouncil.org is the website, and you go there, and there's something new every day that hopefully will make your business better and make you more aware of what's going on in Washington and state capitals for the better or for the worse.
And you guys advocate for small businesses, testifying and doing amicus briefs and all kinds of different things that you guys do on behalf of key small business issues.
Yeah, that's. I mean, we do the research, we do the writing, we do the analysis. We are up on Capitol Hill. We are in state legislatures across the country. So
legislative leaders, seek them out, folks, and ask their opinion. Want their research. Want to know what they because these members of Congress, these members of legislatures, they can't be small business experts. They need help from people like you.
Yep, and that's what we try to do, as you do.
Sir. Yeah. And folks, that's the reason why I encourage you to go to SB Council, join their organization, give them a little contribution. They can always use a little bit of help because they do good work. When I go to bed at night, I know these guys are working hard for us, and that makes me feel better. Ray, thanks again for being here. I want to read something. Here's a quote, folks. The world is looking to us, the United States. And it's a responsibility that we embrace. We're prepared to take leadership on this, to provide the type of capability that only America has, and mobilize our resources in ways that only America can do. Ray, that's, end quote, that sounds like America is an exceptional nation. Would you say that quote makes that clear?
Absolutely.
Folks, that's an exact quote. In the ways that only America can and has, and it's a responsibility we embrace, and the world is looking to us. That says America is exceptional. That quote, Dre, came from President Obama this week.
Wow.
This week.
Okay.
This week. This week. Those are his exact words. He said that this week. About his, he's declared war on Ebola.
Okay.
I'm not minimizing it at all. In fact, I congratulate him. I am so proud of him. I don't know what to do. He's sending people and resources to Africa to help those people over there. But he's going to attempt to nip that existential problem. Ebola could become existential, right? Right?
Yeah, no,
it could be a threat to our existence, and if it mutates, it could be. They're comparing it to the potential of what happened with the flu 100 years ago, and the was it the Asian flu, as I remember. And so he's sending people to Africa to use America's exceptionalism in ways, as he said, only we can do to nip that in the bud. Ray, where has this been for the last 5 years?
I don't know the answer to that.
Isn't it remarkable? I mean, folks, I'm not picking on him, Ray. I don't want to sound like I'm picking on him. I'm saying, good job, sir. Where have you been?
Right. Listen, I mean, that's you can't disagree with that, and the focus on that disease and so on. That's great. But as you said, where has it been in a whole host of other areas? I would argue, where has it been on the economy? Why hasn't the U.S. been out front, as we have been for so many decades, in terms of the international economy and bringing down trade barriers, expanding trade, expanding economic growth? We've been absent there. And then, listen, I mean, getting off the economics and more into my own personal opinion, where has he been on national security issues?
Yeah, yeah.
And in terms of what's going on with ISIS and what's going on with Russia.
The same compulsion to deal with Ebola this way, he could have applied it to ISIS 2 years ago, and we wouldn't be dealing with them right now.
Well, yeah, and again, this is my own personal view on this. You know, in terms of national security, he was in retreat. He has been in full retreat from the international scene in terms of these issues on a national security front, and now all of a sudden he's realizing, oh, maybe the United States can't be in retreat.
Maybe this will be a learning moment for him. I hope it is, Ray. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
it. Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, sbecouncil.org. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.